It's wonderful.
Janob Shannon, avvalo suhbatlashish imkoniyati uchun rahmat.
Sizga ham rahmat.
We know that
Markaziy Osiyoga borib turibsiz. Bilishimizcha siz mintaqa shaydosisiz.
Juda ham.
So'nggi marta borganingizda Toshkentda Afg'oniston yuzasidan o'tgan anjumanda AQSh delegatsiyasiga boshchilik qildingiz. Afg'oniston borasida yig'in ko'p va muloqot keng. Toshkentdagisi nimasi bilan boshqacha?
But there are other platforms too. So how is this different than others?
The important thing about the Tashkent conference is that it's linked to the Kabul process and especially to the offer made by President Ghani to the Taliban to sit at the peace table in Afghanistan.
Toshkent anjumani Kabul protsessi degan jarayon bilan bog'liq. Prezident G'ani Talibonni tinchlik muzokarasiga chaqirgan va afg'onlar birodarlar orasida murosa qilish maqsadi aynan shu platformada muhokamada. Toshkentdagi yig'inning muhim jihati shuki, unda aynan shu maqsad haqida gap ketdi. Kobuldagi muloqot Toshkentga ko'chdi va xalqarolashdi. Ishtirokchilarning soni oshdi, Talibonga chaqiriq kuchaydi. Yagona yo'l muzokara qilish va xalqaro hamjamiyat Kobul taklifini yoqlaydi va afg'onlar bir-biri bilan yarashishini istaydi deya baralla bayon qilindi.
The international community wants to see a successful reconciliation process.
But is the international community on the same page when it comes to
Lekin xalqaro hamjamiyatning o'zi Afg'oniston borasida yakdilmi? Ko'plab ishtirokchilar o'zaro ziddiyatdagi tomonlar.
No, listen, it's a great question. Many countries, especially Afghanistan's neighbors, have different interests in Afghanistan. But I think all of the participants understood the importance of peace in Afghanistan.
To'g'ri, o'rinli savol. Ko'plab davlatlar, Afg'onistonning qo'shnilari Afg'onistonda turlicha manfaatlarga ega. Lekin hamma tinchlik istaydi, murosa qilish muhim ekanini biladi. Hamma o'z manfaatlarini himoya qilishi uchun mamlakatda barqarorlik tomon yetaklovchi qadamlar tashlanishi kerak. Menimcha, bu anjumanning asosiy yutug'i O'zbekiston mana shu dolzarb masala muhokamasini ochiq va keng maydonga aylantirdi. Davlatlarni o'z manfaatlaridan kelib chiqqan holda muloqot stoliga olib keldi. Anjuman Afg'onistonda Taliban va markaziy hukumat orasida murosa zarurati nafaqat bu yurt, balki xalqaro tinchlik va farovonlik, taraqqiyot va yangi imkoniyatlar tomon yo'l ochishini ko'rsatib berdi. Ayniqsa xavfsizlik masalasiga urg'u berildi.
A degree of stability and peace and then prosperity open opportunities for other countries to benefit from that, but especially to address security concerns.
So do you think countries like
Sizningcha Pokiston, Rossiya, Xitoy, Hindiston, Afg'oniston va qolaversa Markaziy Osiyoning 5 davlati bu borada bir yoqadan bosh chiqara oladimi? Aytishga har doim oson.
Albatta.
Kelishmovchiliklar talay ular orasida.
And this is the challenge of diplomacy. It's the challenge that we face, it's the challenge that the Uzbek government and the other Central Asian countries face, and this is it's an Uzbek hosted event and in many ways an Uzbek conceived event.
Diplomatic snow bu. Masala va vazifa shunda. O'zbekiston va Markaziy Osiyoning boshqa davlatlari uchun ham shunday. Bu anjuman O'zbekiston tashabbusi va uning mehnati mahsuli. Markaziy Osiyo bir ovozdan quvvatladi uni. Afg'oniston tinchligi naqadar muhim ekani tan olindi. Demak, umid bor. Biz barcha hukumatlar bergan so'zining ustidan chiqishi uchun harakat qilamiz. Chiqmasa nega deb o'rganamiz. Afg'onistondagi urush qanday olib borilishi kerakligi yuzasidan yakdillik yo'q edi.